You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today is an important day throughout the world. What am I talking about? It's Earth Day! For all those people who are trying to save the planet. It's a lost cause. What they should be worrying about is the planet. Why do I say that? The problem with many of the people that get behind Earth Day, and it's more than half, they're good-intentioned people. They're idealistic people. They're also ignorant people. And some are just stupid people. What they should do to celebrate Earth Day, and it really would take more than a day, which is probably why few, if any, will do it, is to take a few courses in science. And I would start first with physical geology, then historical geology. And if they did, they would get an education, assuming they read the material and paid attention. Because if they did, they would find out that throughout the history of the Earth, which is about 4.55 billion years old, that's what it'd be, billion, or 4,550 million years old, that there have been, throughout this long history, at least five big extinction events where life on Earth, or a lot of life on Earth, died. The biggest was the Permian extinction, approximately 252 million years old. Now, I'm telling you this for a reason. The Earth, the planet, kills. Let me say that again slowly. The planet kills. And when it kills species. And they don't come back. They're gone. And I mean gone. In the Permian extinction, the end of the Permian extinction, Permian is a period of time, geologic time, but it was towards the end of this period, approximately 252 million years ago, that most of the marine life, in other words, life in the oceans, as well as terrestrial life, life on land, died out. Fortunately for us, after millions of years, life returned. Man did not cause any of these extinctions. Now, there are literally dozens of theories as to what happened, and I'm not going to give you a lecture in science, but one of the leading candidates is volcanism. Now, most of you think of, when I say volcanism, volcanoes. That is not the picture I want you to get to see. Think of Europe. That's the best size to think about this in. There's an area in Russia called the Siberian Trap. And about 252 million years ago, you had what's called a flood basalt. Not volcanoes spouting lava. This was more deadly. Lava was spreading, or this basalt, this flood, this basalt was spreading over an area the size of Europe. But this didn't happen in one instance. This happened over a period of a million years. And that's one of the theories, and one of the leading theories, of what ultimately resulted in the extinction of a large percentage. The estimates today are about 95% of the species were extinct. Now, I'm giving you this history, and I'll relate it a little bit more to climate change, but this I'm not going to do another show on climate change. But it's relatable because many of these people simply don't even have the basics. I'm not saying you got to become a scientist or a geologist, but you need to do a little bit of homework. The Earth is not only perfectly capable of taking care of itself, the Earth, our planet, kills. And most of the species are dead, and they're not coming back. And in many instances, thank God, because I don't want to live in a planet with dinosaurs, do you? I mean, some children might, and that was really a small extinction. See, the arrogance is man is destroying the planet. I hear that, and I can't help laughing in their face. And the current message, crusade is a better word for it, is man is the cause of climate change. It is man that is the cause of climate change. We're not. At best, we're a trivial cause of an increase in carbon dioxide. Because getting back to that mass extinction, what was happening? Carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide were spewing into the atmosphere. You see, what was causing the deaths was not man. Man wasn't around. It was the planet with volcanism, where lava was going through the fissures in the Earth's crust, flooding out over a large area, and as a result of this magma coming to the surface, becoming lava, you had high concentrations of sulfur dioxide that ultimately leads to cooling and eventually warming. Now, again, I don't want to get in the details for a reason. I'll lose you. The point I'm trying to make is, before man ever appeared on this planet, we've had species after species after species being killed as a result of what was happening on the surface, and in turn the atmosphere, and in turn the oceans. And there's more than one cause, and that's an important point, because literally the people that go on and on that are alarmed about climate change are using computer models that simply do not predict what has actually happened. They're fundamentally flawed. Why? They don't understand some basic processes, including cloud formation and precipitation. And because of that, their predictions of increasing temperature and increasing level of sea levels have not come true. And that's what science is about. And that needs to be repeated and repeated. People come up with hypotheses, and then scientists, whether they're geologists, physicists, whatever, attempt to either prove or disprove it. And what I'm talking about in terms of the extinctions, 50 years ago in geology simply was not accepted at all. Neither was what now is accepted as a general theory in geology, plate tectonics. I'm just giving you the superficial basics, but we have people, politicians, and to be kind, very naive, idealistic people don't understand the basic science and don't make an attempt to it. You see what's happening, folks, and this is my point. You have politically motivated people that have a political agenda that are trying to use science to destroy the United States and other developed nations that are based on a free market, in other words, capitalism. And that's what they're about. They're about getting power. And they're using, and that's unfortunately the word, many of these people to get them all excited that man is causing the change in climate towards global warming. The problem is we've gone through periods of what are called glaciations that normally, this is more recent history. We're not talking millions of years ago, but thousands of years ago. And these periods of glaciation, where temperatures are much lower and we get large glaciers forming and growing, last about 100,000 years. And there, in between, we have what's called interglacial periods, where we have warming periods. Thank God. I wouldn't want to live in a so-called ice age lasting 100,000 years. What we're getting upset about is global warming that's actually beneficial to the growth of plants, because plants thrive on carbon dioxide. That's their food. Yet we have a lot of young people today, good intention, but ignorant, that go on and on about saving the planet. They're activists. and it's the green movement. Yet who is behind this nonsense? Many of them are socialists, communists, that when communism failed in the Soviet Union and the horrors in terms of the extermination and genocide of people within the Soviet Union as well as communist China, communism got discredited. So they needed another place to propagate their ideas. And they more or less have taken over the green movement, not in Iran, but the green movement in Europe and the United States. Some people have called them watermelons. They're green on the outside. In other words, they're using the environmental movement to propagate their ideas. But they're truly red on the inside. And we have watermelons in the United States, many of them in the Democratic Party. And many of them are truly true believers. It is a religion to them. But for the cynical, they know this is simply a way to cripple capitalism and a way to get power. And that's what they're about. That is sad to say what they're about. They want to destroy the economy of the United States and other Western countries by propaganda. And that's all it is. It's not based on science, because we've had over 700,000 years of glaciation followed by a brief period, usually 10 to 12,000 years of warm periods. I'm more concerned about another ice age, and you should too. And to the extent that we're actually, to the extent that man is causing global warming, that's good, not bad. It's not something to be stopped. But my point is, man's contribution to that is small. What accountants would call immaterial. There are more bigger processes going on, and the problem is the models, the computer models that these predictions are based on, have simply been proven again and again and again to be wrong. Garbage in, garbage out. That's exactly what those models illustrate. What fundamentally what they illustrate is the people that are doing these models don't understand the fundamental mechanisms of what is driving global climate change. They can't understand why their models are so off. It's ignorance on their part. Hopefully, over the next 100 years or more, which is a short blink of an eye when you're thinking of geologic time, we'll have some better understanding. But the answer is not to cripple the United States economy by putting in taxes on carbon dioxide. A matter of fact, that might be just the reverse of what you should be doing. So I'm not really getting very excited by Earth Day. You see, Earth Day, just by accident, a coincidence, if you can believe in this coincidence, happens to be the same day, April 22nd, is the birthday of Lenin. Lenin was the revolutionary leader that took control using violent means in Russia in 1917. And the rest, as they say, is history. And Lenin, or Leninism, he believed very much, like I said, your primary aim, focus should be on getting power and keeping power. Getting power, in other words, take over the government and stay in power and kill any of your opponents, any of them. And that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what Stalin did, his predecessor. And that's exactly what Mao did in communist China. And the people that believe in this ideology are now leading this environmental green movement across the world. If you believe in nothing, you'll fall for anything. And we have a lot of people that have fallen for the environmental green movement, saving the planet, and they're being used. They're being manipulated. And before I forget, the way you listen to the Pronk Pop Show is to go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's Pronk Pops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And underneath my photo of yours truly in the studio, you'll see between 60 and 80 links to my most recent shows. And this show will be posted by about 10 o'clock tonight. And underneath it, though, you'll have additional information. And I urge you to take advantage of it. And usually I'll have music, comedy, cartoons, clips, pictures, photos, depending on what story I'm commenting on. And I do have a fair amount of information for this as well. A lot of it has nothing to do with the environment, because you need to understand that you're being played. Many of them, unfortunately, most of you, for fools. You're just a means towards an end for the many of the people that lead this movement. And that's unfortunate, but that's just reality. And the reason why they're successful doing it is most people are just ignorant of history. They're ignorant of science. And you, when you put those together, you'll fall for it. And unfortunately, many on the left, and that's where this comes from the left, many in the Democratic Party have fallen for it. I believe some of them are simply hypocrites, know this is a crock, but are going along with it, again, so they can stay in power. And that includes President Obama. You see, the Leninists would say, you can always find useful idiots. They're there. Use them. They're subverting our country. They're trying to subvert our economy and cripple it. Now, fortunately, they don't have the votes, but they continue to push this. And the big day is today. It's Earth Day, where they try to focus attention. And I was just checking out what they're really pushing is, we got to focus on climate change. This is our last chance to save the planet. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd be more concerned about the planet destroying humans than I would on humans destroying the planet. You need a little perspective here. I think it's the height of arrogance as well as ignorance to think man is going to destroy the planet. We've been here at best a couple of 100,000 years, and most of that we were savages. The planet has been here for hundreds of millions of years. It's survived a lot worse. It's caused a lot worse, and it's killed hundreds of millions of species. You need perspective. Good intentions are not enough. You got to do. This is a perfect example of why you have to do your homework. Because if you don't, you're going to be suckered. You're going to be conned. And there's a lot of politicians. There's a lot of people in the media that are just as ignorant that will con you, and you fall for it. And it's sad. George Carlin was a comedian. He didn't fall for it. And he has at least several routines. I put two of them in my notes. And if you want to get some laughs, but they're going to hit home, he has a great video on Earth Day. And I suggest all you Earth Day people listen to it. And let me tell you something. He's nailing it. What he's saying is based on science, is based on the geological record. He knows what he's speaking, although he's making fun of it. And he's making fun of you. And he's making fun of the many ignorant, stupid people, as well as the nuts who propagate this, and the people that want to control your lives if you only vote for them and keep them in power. Earth Day, as far as I'm concerned, is a very bad joke. Unfortunately, many people don't get the joke. And I like I said, I don't think it's an accident that Lenin's birthday and Earth Day are on the same day. And Lenin was evil. He stayed in power by killing people. And Stalin stayed in power by doing the same and starving people to death. And that is a brutal way to die. And he did it to millions of people. Others, if you were lucky, just got a bullet in the head. Others were sent to work, basically to be worked to death in the gulags, in the prisons in Siberia. You need to understand that the environmental movement has been taken over and is being used by people that do not wish you well, do not wish the United States well, and frankly are trying to destroy this nation. And it's being done through the United Nations. That's promoting the fraudulent theory that man is responsible for climate change. It's simply not true. Note, I didn't say that climates don't change. They change and change and change for as long as the planet Earth has been in existence. That's simply a fact, undeniable fact. No one is denying climate change. That's what they like to say about my point of view. You're denying climate change? No, listen carefully. Climates have been changing for millions of years before man was not even on the planet. And for at least the last 700,000 years or more, we've gone through these periodic cycles of glaciation followed by, and that's usually, it varies, 90 to 100,000 years, so-called ice ages, where temperatures are a lot lower, and then followed by interglacial periods where the temperatures are warmer. And fortunately, we are living in one of those interglacial periods. The problem is we've been in this for over 10,000 years. So your real concern should be, and we have very little control over this, if we go into another ice age, it's going to be difficult. We're going to have to adapt, but that should be the concern, not global warming and not blaming it on man. That's the fundamental mistake. There is no consensus in science. There is none. And if you study science, you'll know that. Theories and hypotheses that have been assumed true, when new evidence comes along and falsifies it, you have a new hypothesis, and if you have more and more evidence that supports it, eventually it becomes a theory that's established. And a perfect example of that is the leading theory today in geology, a general theory, is plate tectonics. Until after World War II, up to that time, that theory was laughed at by established scientists. Now it's accepted as more and more evidence comes in, and plate tectonics explains a lot of the Earth's phenomena, including earthquakes, volcanoes, just to name two. So don't fall for the green movement and the people behind Earth Day. They would be better served staying home and maybe enrolling in some science courses, or if that's not their cup of tea, some history or political science courses, so they could understand the history of man. Because after the Earth, the leading killer on Earth today is man. But more specifically, it is governments that are killing, mass killing people. And that's what you have to watch out for, death by government, called democide, as well as genocide. Because that, for example, is what we're having today in the Middle East, where you have religious fanatics engaged in a civil war. Man is the killer. Don't worry about the Earth. The Earth can take care of itself. I'm worried about men and women that are fanatics and think they have a monopoly on truth, when what they're really about is killing people that disagree with them. I gotta shut it down. Thank you for listening, and Friday will be a long show. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.